The supply of the Spirit in the Word. The basic thought of the Bible is that the triune God desires to work himself into man, so that man may take him as life and live him. In order to fulfill this desire, the triune God has passed through a wonderful process. By incarnation, Christ became a man. Through crucifixion, he dealt with all negative things, and in resurrection, he imparted himself into all those who believe in him, so that they might become one with him in life and in nature. Created in God's image. By creation, man is God's creature. As a creature of God, man does not have the divine life or the divine nature. However, man was created in God's image and after his likeness. God created us in this way because his intention is to come into man and be one with man. The relationship between God and the man created in God's image may be illustrated by a glove, designed to contain a hand. The glove is made in the image of the hand, for the purpose of containing the hand. When a hand enters into a glove, the hand and the glove become one. In a similar way, man is a vessel created in the image of God for the purpose of containing God. Romans chapter 9 indicates that we are vessels created to contain God. One with the triune God. On man's side, man was created as a vessel to contain God. On God's side, a certain process was necessary. After passing through the process of incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, the triune God was ready to come into man. After his resurrection, the Lord Jesus charged his followers to disciple the nations and baptize the believers into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. To baptize believers into the name of the triune God is to immerse them into the very person of the triune God. In his epistles, Paul speaks of being baptized into Christ. To baptize believers into Christ is the same as baptizing them into the person of the triune God. Those who believe in Christ and are baptized into him become one with the triune God in life and in nature. According to the Bible, we are one with God because, through regeneration, we have the life and nature of God. Just as a child has the life and nature of his father, so we, as sons of God, have the life and nature of God. Nourishment and revelation. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Paul speaks of nourishment, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. Nourishment is related to life. All the words in the Bible are words of life, words that are nourishing and healthy. Paul even uses the expression healthy teaching, referring to teaching that nourishes us and makes us healthy. It is important that we all receive nourishment from the Word of God. If we would be nourished by the Word, we must be free from all preoccupying concepts. We need to read the Word of God without wearing any kind of colored glasses, that is, without any preoccupying concepts. Then we shall receive both nourishment and revelation. The riches and the supply. The Bible reveals that the fullness of the Godhead is embodied in Christ. This means that all the riches of what God has and of what He is are embodied in Christ. Having passed through the process of incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, Christ is now the all-inclusive Spirit with the bountiful supply. The bountiful supply of the Spirit in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19, is nothing less than the riches of Christ in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Paul testifies that he was given grace to preach the gospel of the unsearchable riches of Christ. With respect to Christ, there are the unsearchable riches, but with respect to the Spirit, there is the bountiful supply. Both the riches and the supply are embodied in the Word, in the Bible. If we would touch the unsearchable riches of Christ and partake of the bountiful supply of the Spirit, we must come to the Bible. God's intention is to impart Himself to us and work Himself into us. He does this by means of the Spirit as the antenna and the Bible as the ground wire. By these means, the heavenly riches are transmitted into us. On our part, we need to turn away from trying to do good and away from taking the Bible merely as a book of ethics, and instead come to the Word for nourishment. We should not simply read the Bible and study it, we also need to pray read it. Eating the Word. It is not sufficient to understand the Bible, we also need to eat the words of the Bible. Jeremiah 15, verse 16 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." Furthermore, Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God." The Bible is not only good for reading and studying, but even the more, it is especially good for eating. Oh, we need to eat the Word of God. The best way to eat the Word is to pray read. If we want to enjoy the bountiful supply of the Spirit, we need to eat the Word. We have pointed out that the bountiful supply of the Spirit is equal to the riches of Christ, and that the riches of Christ are embodied in the Word. Therefore, to enjoy the riches we must pray read the Word. Elements of Christ's riches. The riches of Christ have certain basic elements. The first is divinity and the second, humanity. In Christ we have true divinity and a proper, uplifted humanity, a humanity which expresses God. The third element of the riches of Christ is the human living of the Lord Jesus. The human living of the Lord Jesus was altogether wonderful. In his human life on earth, God was expressed. The fourth element is his wonderful all-inclusive death on the cross. The next ingredient is Christ's resurrection. We may use a carnation seed to illustrate resurrection. After a carnation seed is sown into the earth, it sprouts, grows, and develops, and eventually a carnation blossom appears. This is a picture of resurrection. Resurrection is a matter of rising up and growing up in life. After the Lord Jesus was crucified and buried, he rose up. In the illustration of the carnation seed, we see not only the growth of life, but also the life shape, the life function, and the life power. Christ's resurrection with all these aspects is another element of his riches. Yet other ingredients are Christ's ascension and his glorification, with his enthronement. The New Testament reveals Christ's divinity, humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and glorification with enthronement. Along with these seven basic elements, there are innumerable other ingredients: light, life, love, holiness, righteousness, peace, joy, patience, kindness, wisdom. All these marvelous elements of the riches of Christ are embodied in the Bible. Pray reading the Word. When we read the Word, we should mingle our reading with prayer. As we exercise our eyes and our mind, we should also exercise our spirit to touch the Spirit. Then all that is in the Word will become in our experience the bountiful supply of the Spirit. By taking the Word in this way, we shall apply the all-inclusive Spirit to our inner being. By pray reading, we exercise our spirit to receive spiritual nourishment from the Word. Through this nourishment we grow in life. We are nourished with the words of faith and healthy teaching. If we take even as little as 10 minutes to pray, read a portion of the Word, we shall receive nourishment. Furthermore, we shall experience the various elements of Christ's riches. On the one hand, the food we eat each day nourishes us. On the other hand, it contains elements that kill germs. There is no need for us to try to kill the germs in our body. We should simply eat properly and allow the elements in the food we eat to accomplish this work. In like manner, through prayer reading the Word, we experience both nourishment and the putting to death of the negative things within us. As we pray read, we unconsciously and automatically partake of the basic elements of Christ's riches: divinity, humanity, human living, death, resurrection, ascension, and glorification. On the one hand, the element of Christ's all-inclusive death kills the negative things within us. On the other hand, his resurrection strengthens us and builds us up. This does not come from outward teaching, but from inward nourishing. Living Christ and magnifying him. If we receive the riches of Christ by pray reading the Word, it will not be necessary for us to decide to do good or to improve ourselves. Spontaneously, we shall live Christ. We shall live a life full of the basic elements of Christ's riches. In our living, there will be divinity, humanity, the experience of Christ's death, and the strengthening in his resurrection life. To live in this way is to hold forth the Word of life and to magnify Christ. Furthermore, there is no need for us to make up our minds to magnify Christ. When some hear messages on living Christ and magnifying him, they may say, "From now on I shall magnify Christ. I shall magnify him at home, at work, and wherever I may be. O Lord, I ask you to help me to magnify you." Instead of making this kind of decision and praying in this way, simply come to the Word, to the embodiment of the riches of Christ and of the bountiful supply of the Spirit. As you feed on the Word in a proper way day by day, you will grow. The flesh, the natural man, the self, and different evil tendencies and intents will be dealt with. The bountiful supply of the Spirit embodied in the Word, taken by prayer reading, will accomplish this work. Furthermore, Christ's resurrection life will release the divine riches into you, strengthen your spirit, and edify your whole being. Spontaneously, unconsciously, and automatically, you will live Christ. Living Christ in this way is equal to holding forth the Word of life. As you live Christ, having a daily life full of divinity, humanity, Christ's human living, death, and the fragrance of His resurrection, you will magnify Christ. This is what it means to live Christ by the riches of the bountiful supply of the Spirit embodied in the Word. Receiving the riches embodied in the Word. Day by day we should come to the right source, to the Word as the embodiment of the riches of Christ. As we pray read the Word, these riches will become to us the all-inclusive and bountiful supply of the Spirit. Let us come to the Word every day to pray read, to eat and absorb the riches of Christ. By prayer reading, we shall receive the riches embodied in the Word. Although I do not know very much about the composition of the physical food I eat each day, I have been eating for more than 70 years. As far as food is concerned, the important thing is not to know, it is to receive the food into our bodies by eating. Then all the elements and ingredients of the food will come into us and function within us to nourish us, strengthen us, build us up, and to kill the germs. Then we shall be healthy and have a proper daily life. As we have pointed out, the same is true of the Christian life. The Christian life is not a life of ethics, religion, culture, or even morality. The Christian life actually is Christ Himself, who is higher than the highest ethics or the top morality. If we are to live a proper Christian life, God desires that we realize that we have been born of Him and are now His children. As members of Christ, we possess the divine life with the divine nature. Furthermore, we have the Spirit and the Word, the means to receive the divine transmission. Daily, we must come to the Word with a praying spirit to receive both the riches of Christ and the bountiful supply of the Spirit. Nourished by the Word in this way, we shall grow and spontaneously live a life full of all the different elements of Christ's riches. In our living, there will be an uplifted humanity, the operation of Christ's wonderful death, and the fragrance and power of His resurrection. All the negative things within us, the flesh, the self, and the natural life, will be nullified. Then we shall hold forth the Word of life. This is the magnification of Christ. I praise the Lord and thank Him for showing us this way to take the Word. This is the biblical way, the way of life. How marvelous that the triune God has wrought Himself into us, and has also given us His holy Word without and His Spirit within. Now we can come to the Word, and by exercising our spirit receive the riches embodied in the Word, and apply the all-inclusive Spirit to our whole being. Then we shall live Christ. This reading is entitled The Supply of the Spirit in the Word, and is compiled from Life Study of Philippians by Witness Lee, published by Living Stream Ministry. Life Study of Philippians is available for purchase as an ebook in your favorite ebook store. It is also available as an audiobook on audible.com and on Apple Books, and in print from livingstream.com.